Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
Happy Friday, everybody! All you regular guys and girls, it's Regular Guy Friday to all my queens. Hey, queen!
Hey, queen!
I'm with Kelsey Meyer.
Let's give Ava Max a little moment here, though. I mean, come on.
Kelsey. Since Night of a Thousand Queens, which we're going to talk about later in the show, every 10 or 15 minutes, one of us sings this.
And you guys,
now you're annoyed by it, too.
I'm annoyed by it. This song is going to be stuck in my head the rest of my life.
It's all about the queens.
And she's great. I mean, I'm kind of distracted because I'm watching the music video while I'm playing this. Let me tell you, they are queens.
Queens.
They are queens.
Queens.
So I hope you guys have been using that word, that phrase.
And how do we spell it, Kelsey?
With a K. K-W-E-E-N-Z.
Z if it's plural.
Right. Pain and raise a toast.
To all my queens.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so later in the show, we'll talk about our airport trip that turned into Night of a Thousand Queens. And we're actually going to define what a queen is. K-W-E-E-N.
Yeah.
What a queen is.
Yeah.
It's funny. I noticed with Maria, she's Queenie.
She is Queenie.
Queenie.
Uh-huh.
Because she's head of the queens. But you and me are queen, and Roxy and Ashley,
right,
and Steven, Jeff Graham. And now, by the way, Brett Perrine, the sales machine, is also a queen. He's
he
like, hey, queen.
He is. Hey, queen.
he's like now, good. It's nice to have another 54-year-old that's lost his mind. He's like, hey, queen.
Hey, queen.
This is huge businessman. Oh, you guys. Hey, it's Friday. It's your day, people. Remember that. You know, the bosses, it was their days, Monday through Thursday. You gave them all you had. Now, today's your day. You work at your pace. You do your thing.
That's right.
You start daydreaming about your weekend and all that good stuff. But, wow, it was a big week here on Better Together. God, tons and tons of takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
And we did,
a recap.
I had a sub in yesterday, mm-hmm, for Maria, and our guest dropped at the same time because of technical issues, And so we just said, all right, well, you know, I was blown away by the three guests this week, and you felt the same way. And then I think we forced Stephen, you know, Stephen the Mew.
It was good for him.
Stephen the Mew, a boy in his 20s, who's now Stephen the Mew, a man of 30. We'll talk about Stephen a little later in this. But anyway, yeah, so we went over all that stuff, and it was all that those lessons impact me. And I think the fact that I have to transcribe notes for the show.
Right.
We have to cut clips. And then even doing that recap, it's a really great exercise in making the lessons resonate. Like, you remember in college or high school when you actually, did you ever take time to transcribe your notes?
Kevin, that's how I studied. I wrote everything out, and all I would get fun colored pens, and that's how I studied, especially for like my psych classes, because you had to remember the terms. So yes, I'm a big fan.
Such
of that.
A what?
Queen.
Such
Thank
a
you.
Queen.
Thank you. But it's also kind of fun. Like it makes I don't know. I liked it.
You know what I said?
I also like that.
There's
though.
No coincidence that you are Ron and Maria's show.
Well,
like
thank
that.
You.
Those are just, you know, I only learned that at the end of college.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when you transcribe, even if you do Tony Robbins, listen, if you invest in those coaching sessions, which I highly recommend that you do for the rest of your days. But if you're usually pumped up and excited after the 3 or 4 days, and then it kind of dissipates.
Definitely.
But if you go home and you actually transcribe your notes, it'll stick. So, you know, it's been great for me to be able to do that here, because all these like incredible lessons, which again, we went over on the Wednesday show, or the Thursday show, excuse me, if you want to give that a gander.
And talking about the clips briefly, Kev.
Yes.
They have been on fire. So if you guys have been liking our 124 clips we're dropping a day on the Instagram feed, please let us know. They're honestly like, every day we try and make them better and better and better, whether it's like, I mean, always in value, but also aesthetic, because it makes a difference. So we've been trying out a new sort of way we're putting the clips together and putting it out. And I think it makes a massive difference. And they punch you in the face. Once Kevin got in there and he was like, this is the moment, in and out here. It's a little
But let's be specific, because what you're describing is like, okay, it's very generic, or it's aesthetic,
right?
But really what we're fighting to do is every clip we're hoping has a life-changing moment there.
Yeah.
Something that will hit you on a day it needs to hit you.
Right.
The universe is working with you, that you see a clip and go, oh my goodness, I'm going to pivot my behavior.
Right.
I'm going to use this as a tool in the future. So,
and
my crass statement that I always say to
this is my favorite statement.
Well, again, this is working in construction with the gear, the Boston famous gear family, 144 Irishmen, all over 6'3", and I will tell you, a group of like the nicest sadists you'll ever want to meet, and I'm very grateful to them, because they kind of adopted me as part of their team and family when I worked with them. But when I would ever say anything obvious, or anyone said anything obvious, they'd say, yeah, and if you eat well, you'll shit right. So sometimes when we were, you know, getting pitched different tips for At Better Together with Maria, it was just like, you know, it's sunny
That's
today.
Nice.
Be happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, and if you eat well, you'll shit right. So I want us to have those things that give you the aha moment, a new way of looking at life, a new way of looking at a problem or a situation. And I'm not saying we're always hitting the mark, but that's what we're trying.
Really striving.
And it's really hard. Yeah. You know, it makes us, have to work very late at night to do it. It was funny because someone on an...
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
On this show that probably has a staff of like 40 people, they were shocked at how fast we turned around one clip.
Content, yeah.
But let alone let they know there were 14 others.
Right.
That we
right.
did too. So anyway.
Well, and I brought it up too, Kev, because I know that everyone's so busy. We have a lot going on. So if you have a day where you're not able to catch the full show, check out the Instagram. Hit up the Instagram. We have clips galore that will give you a little taste and a tease. And hopefully, like Kevin said, it's that 1 minute long, 2 minute long, 30 second long clip that's going to change your day.
And share with other people who you think need it. And I'll tell you, Kelsey, such credit to you, because Tony Robbins, one of the things he's like, where focus, where energy goes.
Where focus goes, energy flows.
And what he means by that is when you actually focus on something, then success comes. And so, you know, before we were just kind of putting things up, you know, before Kelsey came around. And then, you know, Jeff, Kelsey, myself, I was like, no, wait a second. This should be a tool.
Right.
And, you know, Maria's can be a tool, but then she's got fans and it's different. You know, Maria's been in the business for a long time. There's a lot of people follow her for different things. I'm like, but this should be what the essence of this show is getting better together in all areas of life. Now that we're focusing on it, Kelsey especially, like, the keeps jumping in numbers. I mean, we're at 11,000
now. A little over.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's such I don't know. When I first started the Instagram, I was like, man, how do these people grow followers? This is crazy. Like, it's so sad to see, okay, you're at 200, you're at 300. But seriously, you guys, if you keep putting out value, it's value. It's what people, I mean, think about what you would click on, right? So value, be consistent, and actually, like Kevin said, where focus goes, energy flows, right? So I'm constantly thinking about that thing. I'm constantly thinking how what we're putting on there is going to help someone, help you all. Change your life.
The lowest hanging fruit, and again, this wasn't even on our agenda today to talk about. but listen, if you want to build your following on Instagram, and this is really hard for our culture. I'm not even going to say your generation. Our culture.
Yeah.
Our culture is more narcissistic than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So the problem is, everyone thinks that just put out a me post, selfie bitch. Look like
Excuse
a queen.
Me. Selfie queen.
Queen. Yeah. Hey, queen.
Hey, queen.
By the way, once in a while we say, hey, bee, hey, bitch.
Right, right.
Once in a while we do that.
That's
mostly
fun.
Queen, but sometimes. but they'll put out all that stuff, and then they'll point to other people who have millions of followers who are doing the same. And I will say, listen, some of those people started early, caught lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Others, you know, were famous in other areas, then jumped in there. As I always say, they had the house's money.
Right.
Okay. Now they can just put out me. Mm-hmm. Or I'll be crass again. When I talk about people who start their own podcast, they just want to fart into a microphone because they see people who fart into a webcam or fart into a microphone and get a ton of views, a ton of likes. But if you point those people out to me, I can tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they were first to the game. Maybe it was sex, or they were famous in another arena.
Or
there are those ones, okay, but it's lightning in a bottle.
Right.
Three quarters of like a generation is trying to do this, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
Think of those odds. So the one thing that you can do is give value.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be self-help in all areas, but there are things in your life you can share with the intention of this will help somebody. Now, if you do nails, it could be that. If it's like a hair tip, you could be that. Like there's other things, but the bottom line is, which to me is everything in almost everything you do in life, bring value.
Yep.
You want to be a good husband? You want to be a good boyfriend? Bring value.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a good employer? Bring value. You want to be a good employee? Bring value.
Yep.
You want to own a business? What value. Do you do for your customers and your customers? Bring value and always be delivering value. And I always have tried to over-deliver.
You do.
And it's worked. You know, again, for everyone else who has, you know, we've heard of billionaires who buy a million followers for their partners. And okay, fine. I am a regular guy. And I'm always coaching the regular people. And so for the regular people who don't have that, who aren't famous because they're on some sitcom or they weren't in a Marvel movie or whatever, just bring value.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in everything you do, and then all will be well. So.
What a great impromptu lesson.
Yes, just, right?
Just spitting it out.
But that's, Kelsey, you're a what?
Queen.
Such a queen because you really are building this and it's great. And I'm proud of it. And I think, for the amount of value we're giving now, the last month, and we're getting better. I noticed a couple of videos last night. I saw, I missed that. Like, I missed some edits, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we have to hear, as a, again, go back to the whole regular guy, regular girl, you know, we don't have a staff of 30 people. So I have to be the creator, the editor, the, you know, but that's okay. Like, that's how I made it. Being a carny, being a construction worker, being a writer, being a, you know, all the different hats that I had to wear is what really helped me in the journey.
A lot of queen energy.
So much queen.
That flows from Kevin's veins.
Such a queen. But I think, but yeah, I just give it a whirl and be patient with it, us, but know that that is our goal, that we just want this to be a tool that people, that will help people and help their friends and their loved ones and whatever. We want it to be a tool more than a vanity plate. Yes,
yes.
We can definitely throw up some regular guy Friday
always
stuff for fun. And we can throw out some fun videos. But honestly, that's the main goal. The 80-20 rule, as I always say, my 80-20 rule. It's like 80% the
value. We talked about that yesterday, too. God, it works in every. We talked about 80-20 with 80-20. Dr. Hyman and eating 80-20. Right? 80-20. I love it. We should all adopt it.
As I drink out of Jeff Graham's slow coffee mugs that he bought us.
You guys, he got each of us these amazing Yeti mugs. If you guys know what Yeti is, like, they're good quality.
This is the Rolls Royce
of
like,
a tumbler.
Of thermalware.
Yeah.
Of thermal product.
Phenomenal. So each of us have our name engraved and then it says slow coffee. So mine is teal and it says Kelsey's slow coffee. And then Kevin's is navy and it says Kevin's slow coffee. Maria's is pink.
Such a what?
Yeah, such a queen.
Queen.
So, great gift. Thank you, Jeff.
We're going to, when we talk about Night of a Thousand Queens, we impromptu sought out and found my first cousins who really are more like my, they're my sisters. You know, I don't have sisters and they've been my sisters. Have always had my back and I have always had theirs. And I just adore them, and their children are my nieces and nephews, you know. And anyway, we got to see Auntie Shannon, and then we had our meeting in the Prius.
Yeah.
Again, we'll go over this Night of a Thousand Queens, but these were two of the queens.
Two of the best queens around.
Yes. Yeah, they really are special. They really are. And we obviously couldn't go anywhere, so we had the Prius, and we decided right from the get-go, what happens in the Prius stays in the Prius.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelsey, and like, we're going to have our regular guy and girl tips later in the show. But Kelsey, can you just give us this one tip that just blew all of us boomers away in the car? Ooh. Not that they're boomers because they're younger than I am.
But this is a good tip, you guys. And I actually, this is from my high school days when I don't know how many of you got off-campus lunches, but we got them once a week. And it's the best. So you go, you get your lunch, and then you're like, I'm too old and too cool to go sit in the cafeteria, so I'm going to sit in my car.
Because you're what?
Because we're queens.
Queens.
So.
Thank you.
But then it's so hard because if you're sitting in the front seat and your friends are in the back seat, you can't see them. What do you do? What do you do, Kevin? You take the headrest off, out of the seat, and then wa-bam, wa-boom.
It was amazing. She's like, guys, I got this.
We
did this in high school because we were, you know, everyone was a little out of whack and off came the headrest.
Phenomenal.
And now all four of us could see each other.
That's right.
In our masks. And yeah. And we ended up having this great, great deep discussion. And, you know, when I think of Auntie Shannon, because I call her Auntie Shannon because I'm close with my nieces and that's what they call her. So like I call her Auntie Shannon. But
I asked Kevin, I said, wait, is she? I'm so confused.
Is that your aunt? <'Cause> so she's confused. 40. Like, never mind. She's Auntie Shannon. I'm Uncle Kevin. But she's a real, like, her and Lucinda are just such special, special, special people. Yeah. And they, you know, my uncle died at like 36. Mm. And my dad was from the 50s. So he was kind of that generation of, you know, work hard, just be a dad, whatever. But Uncle Pat, their dad, was from the 60s and caught right in the middle of that, like the free love and drugs and all that stuff. And, you know, listen, there was good that came out of that because I think it helped get more civil rights. I think it helped stop the Vietnam War. But the kind of the hangover of all that was the excess of drugs and alcohol and, you know, and it really destroyed, like, well, I mean, I just even remember it was all the way even to my brother Mike's generation where just so many of them, like not ODing at that point, it was more drunk driving, all of them dying in drunk driving accidents, but their father, it was just drugs and sex and just, you know, I remember Uncle Pat, and he had a really big heart, and he was fun. Everyone loved this guy. Mm. He's super popular. But you know, he was messy.
He messy.
He was a little messy. And Shannon was probably 3 when he died. And I didn't realize how much she's hung on to it. Mm. I mean, yes, I will tell you, if you've lost a parent, you will understand. You never get over it.
Yeah.
You just, you learn to live with it. Mm. And I think if you get involved enough, you know they're there with you, especially if you're super close to them. Mm-hmm. And the older I get, man, I feel my dad with me. But it was more than that. Yeah. There's a lot of anger and resentment that she's carried. And we talked about it in the car, and I said, you know, first of all, he adored you, and I remember how he used to be with them. But, you know, he paid the ultimate price in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, he died. It's not like he went off to disown them and live some billionaire life. Right. I mean, you know, but really, the biggest part of all of it is...
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
The anger and resentment that we carry. Now, I will say you and Maria are blessed in the sense I don't see you really hanging on to that stuff. Maria's dad, same thing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because there's times where I'll be like, Maria, do you know what this person did to you? And she's, you know, she'll be affected in a moment probably because I'm the one bringing it up, which I shouldn't be.
Right.
But again, I have the blessing of being here longer and knowing at best how useless that energy is and at worst how destructive.
I was just going to say, it just destroys you.
I'll tell you. So in my own life, my dad had a family member that just was jealous of him from day one, and God, he did a lot of mean things to my dad and really really slandered my dad's name. And I will tell you, it killed my father. It killed him.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, listen, he didn't. He worked hard. He didn't eat right, and he worked himself to death. But I will say that this haunted him the last 10 years of his life, to the point that I'm still. It was probably 3 or 4 days before he died. He looked at me and he said, "Why did so and so do that to me?" And I just was like, ugh. And in my own life, soon after he died. And he warned me about this one person, too, that was going to do this to me. And he said, "And I know you're not going to listen." And of course I didn't. And later on, I will talk to you guys about being young and not listening. Mm. Stephen Lemieux, a man of 30. But I ended up getting involved with this person who pretty much did the same thing. And I went bankrupt as a result of it. Lost friends, the family I thought was my family. And it was the same time I met Maria. And then I had to get the same treatment from her family. It was a very low moment in my life. Yeah. Lowest. And, you know, because of my will and resolve, which my dad had too. But my dad was always like, "You're better than me because you're educated. You went to school. You had a better life than I did. So if anyone can figure out how to handle this, it's you." And I thought the way was use them as motivation to make it. Mm. And boy, did I. So, and I remember being like, you know, take it back to Star Wars when Obi-Wan Kenobi says to Darth Vader, "Strike me down now, Vader, and I will become more powerful than you can ever imagine."
But Kev, can I ask you, because you used...
But let's back up.
Yeah.
So just... Darth Vader kills because he can't help it. That's what evil people do. Has to, like, kill Obi-Wan. But that's really what ends Darth Vader and the Empire, everything. That one swipe. And that's where my mind was at. Mm. And sure enough, and this is why don't smite your enemies. Because I'm telling you, leave them alone. Leave them to their thing. But you go at them... chances are very good you're only going to make them more powerful. Yes, you'll knock them down, but then they'll get more resolve, more strength. They'll see their blind spots in the future, and they will come back so much stronger. They'll have more power, and guess who they're going to come after?
You.
It's a better, you know, but this is what happened to me. So I became super successful. But you think the anger went away? No. Mm-mm. I was still pissed, still resentful. Like, you know, and listen, it was wrong what happened, 100%. I was 100% in the right. And I still didn't get apologies or apologies from my family who knew the truth but refused to acknowledge it. Okay. But at some point, probably like 3 or 4 years ago, I started connecting all the dots and realizing that I had all of this success. All the wonderful things I had in my life was because I went through the valleys that Nicole Avant was talking about, between the glories.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if this person didn't do this to me, I wouldn't have all of this stuff. And if I don't get rid of the anger and resentment, I'm going to get cancer and I'm going to die too.
Yeah.
And at what point, you know, like what point do I realize this is no longer serving me? Okay, so maybe it got me to Egypt. Like they say, what gets you to Egypt won't get you to the promised land. That got me to Egypt. Fine. I still think I could have gotten there without it. Mm. But okay, I understand when you're in the thick of it, if you need that stuff to motivate you, fine. But you have to come to a point where you go, this is not serving me anymore. Yeah. And I realize, and then I'm like, okay, can I find a way to start being empathetic to the person who did this to me and why they did it? And again, empathy is not sympathy. Okay, sympathy is you feel bad or whatever. No, empathy is, okay, I understand Charles Manson, you probably grew up messed up with no mother, no father, and then went on to do it. Okay, doesn't mean it was right. Doesn't mean we have to let him run free. Doesn't mean we have to feel sorry or sad for him, but we can go, okay, I understand why it would go that way. And so having some empathy for the party that did what they did to me, okay, you know, it's probably hard this, it was hard here for them. Okay. And, you know that lower consciousness reacts in that way. I told you this before about another subject, but when bad things happen to people of lower consciousness, they do bad. They have to go hurt other people. Mm. When bad things happen to people of higher consciousness, they hurt themselves. They curl up in a ball and they
hurt. Can you talk through that more?
Well, I mean, I think that...
Why?
I don't know why they're lower consciousness. I'm just saying someone of lower consciousness who doesn't have empathy, they get molested as a child. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to go molest other kids. Mm-hmm. But someone of higher consciousness gets molested and then becomes a protector. Says, I never want that to happen to any other child. This person was lower consciousness. Mm-hmm. But when I took the time to empathize, I started to go, you know, okay, I see where they came from, and I understand a little better, and I really am grateful because all these blessings came upon me that I would not have Maria.
Yeah.
I would not have had Maria if this person, because it was a perfect storm. Maria has said this about me before, I'm a hard dog to put down. So sometimes I really need the universe to put me down. Mm-hmm. To be able to stop and see everything. And so because I lost everything, I was able to see Maria. I never would have seen Maria a year before then. I never would have. Not at that age, not at that time. And so by doing it now, I'm just noticing things getting better the last few years, better and better in my life. Now, that doesn't mean I will reconcile with the person. I would be open to an apology, of course. I'll never get that because... that lower consciousness, that's an admission. So you ever notice when one of the things rapists and scumbags love to do is when they're in prison, they'll meet with the victim. Mm. You ever see that where the victim goes and confronts him? It's a big moment. And usually they just say, I never did that. Even when they'll say, yeah, I want to say I'm sorry, whatever. And they'll get in there. The victim gets in there and they go, I didn't do anything to you. You're making this up. They love it. Like they just can't do it, you know, because it's, by the way, for some of them, it's too painful to admit that they have to think they're the hero in their story.
Right.
They're the hero. So, so I think for a lot of us, if you're carrying anger and resentment, oh my God, you're the one that's going to pay. You're going to get sick. You're going to get cancer. Listen, the best way I can tell you to get out of it is to look at the other person's party situation, empathize with them as best you can, and then try to look at all the blessings that have come out of it. Now, if you're really a blocked and negative person, you probably won't see that. We talked about this on a regular Guy Friday show, where that one person I know cheated on the other person, but that led to meeting the love of their life.
Right.
And getting them to understand they never would have met had this person not taken them to the valley.
To look for the blessings. Mm-hmm.
So, and I just am convinced if you're not doing drugs and you're not breaking moral laws and you hang in, and you're going to, whatever they're doing, you will be a blessing. But so it's in the car. It's just like, you know, you got to, with her, you know, I know the dad's story, you know, he tried, but
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Empathy, you know, the way he was raised and the time he was raised in, and he paid the ultimate price. But she's someone who is this big giant force. If you meet her, just a huge personality. Everyone radiates and gravitates to her, much like her dad.
Yeah.
And but it's like I say about Maria. I still say about Maria. It's she's like a Ferrari towing a tractor trailer full of cement. So it they'll still find like Maria will still find a way to go drive 120 and 150.
But it's gonna.
But because she's carrying the cement, what is she doing? She's wearing out her brakes. She's wearing out her shocks. She's wearing everything. And
that, she's gonna be the one who suffers at the end. Right. Cement got further than they thought. Right. They were ever
and for Maria, it's another issue which we'll bring up later. It's not revenge and anger, like a resentment, because that's just she's blessed in that way, as are you.
Yeah.
But for other people out there, I know. You know, I understand. I believe me, and I tell you, I'll go to the Boston Italian in me, who likes kick-ass movies, who loves seeing the bad guy get his comeuppance. And I'll tell you, when I've had people tell me stories, I'm like, wait, where is this person who did this to you? I will put my fist right through their friggin' skull.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the best course of action is to, you know, is to let it go for you. Because you know what? You're letting your enemies win.
Right.
You know, they're still doing a number on you.
And like you said, Kev, it's like you're giving, these people are holding space in your brain. They don't give a flying shoe. They'd be thrilled that they're still holding space in your brain.
They are thrilled.
So you're, right. So you're giving them
no, but the by power. The way, some of them, you are on their brain because you're their target.
Right.
So no. So don't say that, because I know a lot of people say, yeah, but this one person's still bad-mouthing me or attacking me or whatever. Like,
Well, I think I want to bring up too, because you say I'm blessed, and I'm like, that's nice of you to say that.
You are a queen. Thank you.
But I think what I will say is something I work very hard on, and I have always been, like I was raised this way, is I really am an empathetic person.
Yeah.
So
you are.
For someone who's done something nasty to me, whatever it is, it's like I will get pissed. I hold on to it, and then it's like, you know what? They're probably really, really, really hurting. And at the end of the day, at the end, like...
But you are blessed, Kelsey. That is such a special quality, but that's you.
Yeah.
That's you.
But I've worked a lot on it, and I'm saying, like...
Okay, good.
I think that people, like other people, can start to see and work to get there as well. Like, I think that everyone is capable of, like, having that way about them and really looking at things with empathy so that they can then... let it off their shoulders. And like, there are still things I hold on to, but I really try hard not to let it affect me, because I just know at the end of the day they're winning when it's still affecting me.
Yeah. I know what you hang on to.
Yeah.
You're different. You hang on other people's pains that you empathize for and take on their things, and that's where I see you're having problems with your tummy, and we're working on that. But like I said, that's like a wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's like not from a darkness. That's from a place of light. We just have to cap it,
right?
So you can stay here with us,
yeah.
And not, you know what I mean?
No,
I'm talking, you know, and that's a whole other episode too. Because I know with this show, my God, probably half this audience or three quarters is or 90%
is empaths. Same way.
Yes, yeah. Like you and sweet. Yeah. So I guess I'm talking to the the people like me who just, you know, I mean, I can't tell you guys. Some people in Hollywood that you guys unfortunately probably think are so nice and so sweet, although this audience would know who and how vicious and cruel and unnecessary and what they put poor Maria through.
Nasty people.
Yeah. And and again, as a husband and a partner and a, you know, best friend, you just you're emasculated, because, you know, what can you do? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had my moments, I've talked about it before, where it's like, okay, now I'm just gonna go tap this person the fuck out. But then I've had, thank God, I've had people go, no, that's not a good idea, you'll never work again.
And then they win. They still win. They're still winning. And I, like,
no, they do, you're right. Like, just, it's just, you know, put that, invest, love yourself enough to invest the time in yourself.
Right.
Don't let them win anymore. They've already done enough damage to you.
Right.
So, you know, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve to be able to damage you any further. And it's, and listen, if they're still attacking, that is a whole other podcast about, that's where we have to talk about Kevin Undergaro, Narcissist Hunter.
Yes.
Because I've become, if you watch The Boys, Billy Butcher hunts soups, I hunt narcissists. So I've had to, you know, the person that did what they did to me was, I had to be narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to know their moves now. Mm-hmm. And again, that was one of the blessings because mm-hmm. Hollywood's filled with them. But I can see them coming. I know their moves. And there's not much, unfortunately, there's not much you can do to attack them. But there are ways to combat them.
Right.
And there are ways to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And probably have to do, because I think a lot of people are hunted by narcissists in their life. And
definitely.
Oh, my God. And I always know. And they always come to me. They're victims. And I go, oh, I get it. I get everything you're saying. I know exactly. You don't even have to explain who she or he is. I know who they are. I know why they're doing it. And this is what we have to do.
We almost forgot, Kev. That was part of our day.
Whoa, that was Night of a Thousand. That's another queen.
Yeah.
Oh, write that on the board.
Yeah, okay.
So Night of a Thousand Queens. Yes. Kev, the narcissist hunter,
that's
was
right.
called into action.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
I did too until you just said it.
So moving on to Stephen the Mule, a boy in his 30s. Stephen's a great guy. He's amazing. And but Stephen had was having a rough day yesterday. We were zooming and editing, and his mom came in and gave him a big hug, which I thought was like so sweet, you know. I thought of my mom in that moment and what you were doing. I said, he's like, oh, I'm just really down about he lost money in the stock market.
Yeah.
Now, not oh don't nobody get crazy here. He didn't lose $100,000. He didn't. Yeah, he lost, I don't know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000. A lot of money. Okay. And this is, I think, an important lesson for a lot of people. But I said, okay, tell me more. He said, well, I pulled out too early, and if I had kept it in, I wouldn't have lost the money. He's like, and he's like, if it keeps raising, I could have made like $20,000. It's okay. I said, so Stephen, have you, with this stock market thing, and I don't play stocks. I like real estate because it's real. but no, listen, but that to each your own. No, yeah. People make a lot of money in stocks.
To the kid who has to do bi-weekly stock meetings.
I love that, Doug.
Don't have to. I
Kelsey's
get to.
Kelsey's dad. Makes Kelsey have a stock meeting to learn. It's the cutest thing, and it's actually amazing.
We learn a lot.
You learn a lot about. I know. So, by the way, at some point there might be a regular guy, a regular guy show on entry into stocks.
Stocks 101 with Doug,
which is great. So I don't. But I said to Stephen, "Are you making money overall?" He's like, "Oh my God, I've made X amount, and I don't want to give it away, but a lot of money." I said, so, okay, so it seems logical that you should stay with this pursuit. Because if he was losing, I would say, Stephen, pump the brakes. I've taught you how to renovate, like get some property, whatever. No. So, all right, so you've made money. Okay. I said, now I can talk to you about, you know, all day long about how stocks is legal gambling and nobody plays a perfect game in stocks. Nobody. Mm-mm. Everyone loses. The goal is to win more than you lose. But I said, let's take a step back, Stephen. And then, like Tony Robbins always says, business is anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. But life is reflection. And I said, Stephen, you're devastated now. You're sick. You can't work today. This is how upset he was. I said, fine, we're going to end work. We're not going to work anymore. I understand it's a lot of money, Kelsey, and I understand, like, I could see where you could get, see, you're
Bumped
laughing because,
I'm
again,
not,
you're of a different
No, no, I'm not
beast,
laughing.
But I get how upset he was.
Yeah.
I understand.
I'm laughing because I know, I'm not really laughing, actually. I know where you're going to go, and I think it's an incredible point. Carry on, and I'm curious of his response.
So, I said to him, if this is what you want to do, this stocks, and it seems like you should. There's going to be other losses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much, don't put your energy into how next time I won't lose, because you're always going to lose.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on wonderful pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
What did Aaron Brockovich say? Go into it like it's the Super Bowl. There's going to be people out there trying to stop you from getting over the goal line.
Mm-hmm. Always.
So you're going to lose.
Yeah.
But now work on the tools to be able to deal with the loss so you're not devastated. That's where you need to put your focus.
And if you can't, then this is not your game. Then find a different
one. Well, by the way, with reflection,
right,
you may find that it's not your game.
Right.
But I would say, listen, like, life's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And getting ahead, it's always, you're always going to have to work hard and pay a price. Sorry, mm-hmm. new United States, who thinks that you don't have to work hard. You do. You have to work hard mm-hmm. in anything, in any yeah. country. I always just take it to the Olympics. You know, you as gymnastics. I can't even imagine in dance, like the amount of hours that goes in discipline, that goes into these things
yeah.
to be able to be good. So you're not going to get around that. So I said, now look at how hard you're taking this and work on, reflect on why you're like this and how you can find a way to manage this and cope with it. And even if you have to get therapy, do it. If this is really what you want to do. So you want to know what his reaction was.
I do, but I'm going to turn your phone alarm off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is our reminder to make sure Lisa is eating, which she is. So, yes, we do everything here. And takes me back to my earlier point. When I talk about Stephen's reaction is, you know, when we're young, we don't listen. And we especially don't listen to the people we're closest to. You know, Maria,
true.
The first 5 years listened to me. And then, you know, because we're close.
Kevin's classic line is always when it's the two of us. Okay, Kelsey, you listen because Maria's not going to listen.
Because she won't listen to me. So you need to listen. Yeah. This is what's going on.
Okay,
so,
now I'm ready.
So Steven's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, no, actually, I feel better now. I said, Steven. and I had to reiterate, say the same thing maybe 2 more times. I don't know if he'll listen or not. You know, but my big thing is, why do you want to wait till you're my age, Stephen? Or mm-hmm. maybe not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings me to that point of all of us have the, you know, most people in life just deal with things as they come. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
they get a flat tire. It's like, my tire runs out of air. I'll just fill it. They don't fix the tire. Or they don't, you know, no one takes that time to reflect and say, okay, what's working? Why is it working? Why is this not working? You know, Maria, Monday we'll talk more about Maria. But one of the things that has crippled Maria, going back to the Ferrari pulling the tractor trailer of cement.
Cement, yeah.
Maria's tractor trailer of cement is anxiety. Stress, worry, fear about all her loved ones and everything else under the sun. You cannot shut her brain off. I mean, we will go to a restaurant and we'll be like, oh, I know that person has something. They're hiding a gun under their jacket. And she's usually right. She has these uncanny instincts.
Yeah.
But she's like that with everything in her life. And at some point, the Ferrari... The brakes are going to go. The clutch is going to... It's the rivets are going to pop out because it's not like she drives 10 miles an hour. She's going 120.
Right.
But it's the same thing. Pause. You know, okay, you're getting all this crap at work and it's hard to deal with or whatever. But, you know, why is this happening and how can we fix it?
Mm-hmm.
And so talking to some friends of the Better Together show who've reached out and said, hey... we want to work with, or this one person says, I want to work with Maria. And I said, I think it's great. And, you know, I try not to be on their level because these people are healers, but I always know I'm the regular guy healer, you know, like I, in my regular guy way.
You are, yeah.
And I just said, okay, just with all due respect, this, the anxiety and the stress, the nervousness, it is killing her. Mm-hmm. It is blocking Maria from being her greatest self.
Yeah.
You know, we see Maria and Audrey Hepburn, you know,
oh, my
Henry,
girl.
Henry Winkler always said Maria was like Holly Golightly. And then we had another friend who did EMDR, and he said, you know, she reminds me of Audrey Hepburn. And I said, oh, yeah, Henry Winkler said that, Holly Golightly. He goes, no, not Holly Golightly, Audrey. He said, because Audrey was like give to everybody, and then by like her early 50s, she was dead.
Oof.
So that's what I want Maria to do. I want her to reflect. And so I said, like right now, it's not about sleeping late. And yes, do all that stuff, but it's taking the time to go, okay, why? What in my childhood? Okay, if it's ancestral stuff, that is beyond me, but whatever it is, that's going to be the key. And for all of us, and again, I've not done this, okay? So I'm not like, I'm not judging Stephen. I feel bad because I don't want him to have to do what I did. But now it's like, I take more time to reflect and go, okay, wait, what? But I think with everything, who's in your life too? Mm-hmm. Reflect on that. Mm-hmm. Who this week we talked about who your ATM machine, who's withdrawing, who's putting in.
Make those Shauna Nyquist circles.
Right.
You know, it's if someone's not adding to your ATM, if someone's not giving, then they shouldn't be on your inner circle.
Right.
If they're taking, get them out of there.
But you take that time for reflection. Yeah. We don't do it. We just, unfortunately, we get so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why one of the good things about pandemic is like, we're not having to drive kids to four different recitals and five different soccer practices. And, you know, we're having some time.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's huge though, Kev, because I will say, I feel like a lot of people in this pandemic feel like they're not doing enough, right? So they try and do X, Y, and Z and overdo it. But I mean, that really just hit me when you said that, because I don't reflect either. Like if there's one day that
I see you just go. Right. You and Maria.
Right.
Yes,
so it's like if you ever feel off, or if I felt worse today and better, I don't know, 2 days ago, like what is it about today that doesn't feel right? I don't take the time. I just realize it. I acknowledge it. And I'm like, okay, keep going. How are you ever going to fix it if you don't reflect?
Just take a pause and go, why did this happen? Why do I feel this way?
Yeah.
And you may not have the answer, but if you start, you're halfway there to admit that's any problem.
Right.
Then you start working. Is it childhood? Mm-hmm. Is it what happened? Is it traumas? Whatever it is.
And it might not even be that deep. It might just be like, I don't know. I was talking to my mom this morning and I said, listen, lady, I need to figure out my freaking, I literally have such a problem with my sleep patterns. It's so bad. And it makes me, the days that I am not, and I'm going to bed later and I'm working later and sleeping in, I feel like crap. Mm-hmm. And she was like, usually you acknowledge it and then it takes about 15 more times to do it. And then you're finally like, that's it. Right. So it's finally though, the fact of acknowledging it, having enough reflection to where I'm like, okay, that's it. That's what's really, really crippling me currently. Yeah. And then actually putting in the action to change it. So it doesn't need to be these huge, like, oh, so-and-so in my childhood, you know?
Cause I think, you're right. No, you're right. 100%.
I think a lot of times it's a weird thing. It's like we hear all these other people who have gone through all this stuff and it's like, I haven't gone through that, but I still feel crappy. And then you feel guilty that all these other people have gone through this stuff and you still feel bad and you're like, well, they went through all this. No, it doesn't matter. If you feel bad or you are anxious or you're overwhelmed by, I mean, the whole world's been in a pandemic for over a year. Like we all feel like crap.
The stories are horrifying.
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 So I think I kind of just went on a tangent there, but it's like you have to be okay with, like, you know what? No, trust yourself, trust that you don't feel well, or trust that you're stressed, or trust that you're this. And then, like you said, give yourself that time to reflect on what it is. And if it's something minuscule, that's amazing.
Right.
Like, you don't have to beat yourself up that it's small. Try and fix it. Try like those baby steps.
And by the way, it's also not just even emotional stuff. It's practical stuff, too.
Totally.
You take a, like, wait, why am I spending all this time on, like, if I really look at my day, I'm spending all this time on Instagram, let's
say, right?
Like, what? Wait, and how is that really profiting me? In fact, it's crappy because I'm feeling bad because I see everyone else being beautiful.
Right.
And like, you know what? And I actually, because I'm reflecting mindfully, I actually take the time to time myself, right? No, I'm not saying I have, but I'm saying maybe, wait, an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm. And honey, you know your phone will tell you how much time you spent on
that. And it's like, you know what? Okay, I'm only going to give it a half hour.
Yeah.
You know, but it's taking the time to really reflect. And I think one of the gifts of the pandemic is we're getting that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, so if you want to medicate Netflix, well, you know, I it's hard for me to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have time now to go,
Right. And if you feel like you don't, because you feel like you have to, this is what I was trying to say earlier, if you feel like I need to be doing a million one things because everyone else is, no. Stop,
that's
slow
right.
down, because this reflection is going to help you with what right. you really should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely, if you're running around trying to do a million and one things because you feel like you're not doing enough, that's not what you should be doing.
I tell you guys, I'm living proof of a million and one things.
You are.
And listen, I won more than I lost, and I ended up fine. But for my ultimate things that at least I think I love, I've not been able to do as much of those things that I would like to, because I had a million things going on.
Right.
And for me now, with my network on hiatus and Lisa being sick, I could easily look at that and say, you know, I'm losing my mom and Lisa and, you know, my company I built for 10 years. And, you know, but instead, I'm seeing, wow, I'm now focusing on this show,
mm-hmm.
and I'm growing every week because I'm learning so much, and this is something that is benefiting so many people, which AfterBuzz did too, but AfterBuzz took all of me away from Maria.
Yeah.
So now we're able to bring our energies together on something,
mm-hmm.
and even being here in Connecticut, Kels, it's just me and you, right?
I know.
But we're kind of kicking ass together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I hope it can, I know for other people, we're obviously ahead of the game financially. And believe me, I honor that. And I'm grateful for it. And I feel really bad for other people who are not. But, you know, I was there before. I may be there again one day. But I was there before and I made it out. And again, that's the whole like premise of this show is the regular guy and the regular gal.
That's right.
And I'm always thinking, I'll say to Kelsey all the time, I want you to think of the person working over the counter right now. I want you to think of the person who's taking care of a sick child or a family member. I want you to think of the person who's in their cubicle and is overweight or unhealthy or, you know, sad or unfulfilled. That's who I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, and if you're not in those situations and you're of the mindset of you always want to be growing, Kaizen, the Japanese philosophy that I love and I try to apply, then great. Like, we love you too. That's, you've got better together
mm-hmm.
for that. But the regular guy, regular gal, you know, I know what it's like to start from ground zero.
Yeah.
Maria does too. She came from, I mean, there were times they didn't have money to eat. Like, legit, I don't know that. I had blue-collar working family.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot, but I never knew that, not having food. You know, she's been there too, you know. And, you know, with Maria, you know, not only was she the Ferrari, you know, towing the tractor trailer of cement, she was also being shot at.
Yeah.
All during her time in Hollywood, mm-hmm. particularly the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of you probably feel like that too. And I empathize.
Yeah, me too.
I really do.
I have a quick reflection tip, Kev, that I just thought about.
I like that.
If you guys saw the Dr. Oz episode, he talked about his evening routine. He keeps a piece of printer paper by his bed. So he turns off all his cell phones, computers, all that jazz, doesn't look at emails, and he has his piece of paper by his bed and he writes all his thoughts out, because he said that if you write all your thoughts out, then they won't be in your brain and your brain won't be going while you sleep.
Very nice.
So I'm going to start doing that. And I think
I like that.
You all should too.
You know what? For the people who can't get their brains to shut off, that's a note. He's one of them. Maria's one of them. You're one of them.
Definitely.
But I'll give you a note for the before bed practice. If you're not that person, but you're the person who feels unfulfilled, sad, depressed. This is from our friend Lala. Lala says she every night writes down everything, and I mean everything, she's grateful for that day, for that day that passed. And then in the morning is her intentions. Or it might be the other way around. I don't know. Like if you like Google Lala and actually better together, she said it on this show, but
Lala Kent for everyone.
Yes. I think it's what I was grateful for today.
At the end of the night. Yep.
Yes. And then the morning is my intention.
For
today's going to be a great day. Yeah. And you know, and I never did it, but I will tell you during the renovation, I'd be like, today we're going to get a ton done.
Yep.
You know, because there were weeks. Remember, I just kept saying to you, like, this is never going to get done.
Yep.
I'd say to Maria, like,
he said, when are we going to turn the corner?
When are we going to turn the corner? When are, you know, because in a renovation, you'll find there's that time where you go, we turn the corner. Like, we're going now. We're like fast and furious to the finish line. But this was such a big renovation. I was like, we're never going to turn the corner. I'm sleeping on the floor next to a microwave and like all the dogs. I mean, it was like, but I remember saying every morning, like, it's going to be a good day. We're going to get a lot done today. We're going to save a lot of money. We're going to, so.
And that was that was also a Dr. Amen tip, waking up and declaring today is going to be a great day. And I did that for a little bit and fell off my rocker. So I got to get back to that too.
But here's the thing with you, Kels. Every day is a great day to you. Not like I say it to Steven. I say that to Steven because he doesn't realize it's a great day. I'm saying that to you because you are so light that you come out like it's a great day. You're so happy. I mean, I've seen pictures of you. There's one picture with literally two jailbird degenerates. And you have this big, sweet grin on your face. I don't want to say it on air.
Okay.
But and I'm like,
I'm
that's,
like, what?
But that's who Kelsey is.
Yeah.
Like these
but I also,
two, one was a bank robber. The other one, God knows what. And you're having lunch with them, and this big, like, hi, the same grin that you have on the show. That's you're so special. So for you, I don't think it's having to have that. I think it's writing everything down like Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. But
to
I also
decompress your brain.
You and I had this convo the other day because I am very light and I am like, that is my mentality always. It's like, all right, let's do it.
You're
like
amazing.
But I was telling you the other day, I was like, I'm going to lose my mind doing like getting stuck in the mundane, that doing the same thing every single day.
Groundhog Day.
Right. Groundhog Day. So you and I are working on that. But
we are working on that.
Because that will make me crazy.
Yeah. That's why.
So that's my, that will start to, and we like dim my light. But
that's why you've got me.
That's right.
The backup quarterback.
That's right.
I told you today. Now, for you old timers, no one's going to know this reference. There's a guy by the name of Steve Grogan on the New England Patriots. He was a starting quarterback at one time. He was lightning fast. He set all sorts of running records. Had a really strong arm, and then over the years, he just got beat up so bad because he would wait till the last minute to throw a pass, and he never really had a good front line to protect him, and so he would like get pummeled and throw the ball almost like what you saw in this Super Bowl with
Cam or no, Mahomes
with Mahomes,
yeah,
but worse because Mahomes could like he's Weasley. He could get out. This guy was 6'4". He was big. And they just pummeled him. So at the end of his career, his knees were gone, his elbows gone, and he was a backup quarterback. And then he got surprisingly called into duty because the starting quarterback got injured. And he was like, all right, let's do this. And he ended up getting them to the Super Bowl. They lost. But anyway, I just said I'm the Steve Grogan.
You are.
I'm better together. So
you are.
Like, you know, my idol. So, all right. Now, let's do some, before Night of a Thousand Queens, let's get some quick regular guy and gal tips.
Hell
The week.
I'm ready.
I know. You have a bunch. I had to like pull some of yours back.
Kevin was like, relax.
Go, no, it wasn't that. It was like, save them.
No, I know.
We're going to run out of regular guy and gal tips.
I just like the word relax. Relax, okay?
Okay, relax, queen.
Relax.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm going first. Wow. Okay,
of course you are.
Let me start out by saying, big fan of Dr. Hyman's episode this week. He's great. I love him. He's very practical, just kind of puts things into like normal people, not crazy diet culture terms. So one of my questions that I asked him was about the spices, because you guys heard him. If you listened to the episode, he talked about how beneficial spices could be. So for all of you trying to figure out how to get a little extra spice in your life, listen to the Spice Girls. No, I'm just kidding. Cinnamon. Cinnamon is my best friend, and I put it on everything. So my favorite thing lately has been a roasted sweet potato with cinnamon. It's phenomenal. So just a little, you cut it up, you peel it, drizzle olive oil, and then roast it with cinnamon.
And olive oil, which is another like amazing supplement. He didn't mention it, but I know.
Right. From, it's the best. Extra virgin olive oil.
I'm in.
Yep. And then you drizzle it. So drizzle it and then put cinnamon on it. And also for you guys trying to really minimize the sugar, it's a great dessert. I like to do it with like a little bit of almond butter on it too. Game changer.
Would you do the ghee butter on that? Remember we looked into
for
the ghee butter?
And I got some. I like ghee too.
All right. I like that.
Yeah. So really good.
This one is, you know, it's a little more of the handy tip.
Okay.
You know, we built our desk. Now we've got our desk. For those of you who have the magnet setup for your phone, meaning you've got a magnet on the back of your phone and then it attaches to a holder in your car.
It's not so cute, but it works well.
It works well. And so I have them in all my cars.
Yeah.
And I'm able to just put my little, my phone onto the magnet holder. They have ones that are in the vents that just pop in the vents, and they have other ones that attach to the windshield, and they have other ones that attach to the dashboard. Believe it or not, that's actually not my tip. I think that's great.
That's a great tip.
That's a standard thing, though. It's not a tip. Standard. You should have that. And again, you want to talk how a regular guy gets, you know, to irregular levels. Well, I always say to Kelsey, we're driving at what speed?
120.
And I'm always like, Kelsey, we can't drive 120 when X, Y, and Z happens. When we don't have the product we need. We don't have printer paper. We don't have a...
Right.
I'm going 120.
Right.
I have to have everything in its place and to go. But that's the same with my phone. I got to, you know, pop it in the car, hook up the battery, go, you know, roll some calls, whatever. But now that we are home and making Zoom calls all the time... It's really hard. Like, where do you put your phone? You lean it against something. It's kind of on the ground, whatever. So I take a 4x4 piece of lumber, which you can go to Home Depot and get one. And by the way, Home Depot will cut it for you. So don't think if you don't have a car to fit it in, which you will fit in any hatchback. But if they don't have a car to put it in, they'll cut it in half for you. And by the way, you can even have them cut it in fours. It's even better. So each one's 2 feet.
Amazing.
And then... at Amazon, they have the magnetic mounts that you can stick on to the 4x4. I pop a little screw in there just to make it really tight, but you can use the adhesive and stick it on. And now you attach your phone to that, and you've got this wonderful mount, and you can bring this all around the house with you too. So I've gotten fancy with them. I've put interesting, like a little, like...
Your ring light.
I attached a ring light to mine. I built a base to make it even stronger. I like cut the back at an angle just to give it like a nice home look. And then I'll paint them white. But you can paint them white, black, whatever the color of your house is, or your room or whatever, an accent piece.
Yeah.
I could think of like so many fun colors you can paint them. But I will tell you, great way to like attach your phone, roll your Zoom calls, and as I said, you can bring it all around the house too.
They're really cool.
Maria uses them all the time.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I have stations like all over the house.
I didn't think that it was going to be that useful until Kev gave me one, and I was like, I can never live without this now. And you know what, you guys? I actually used it the other day. If you're doing all your gym classes at home, which I'm sure most of you are, but you use your app, I don't have like a big... iPad or laptop, whatever, to do it on. It's an app on your phone. How can you do this gym class when your phone's laying flat on your mat? What? No. Attach it to this thing, and then you have your instructor on your iPhone in front of you.
Boom.
It's amazing.
Done.
It's amazing.
And you know what's so funny? So Kelsey, this was a millennial move.
Uh-oh.
When I got her phone,
oh,
and the magnet that you put on the back of your phone, you peel off the adhesive. And I'm peeling off the adhesive. And she's cringing. No, not my fancy case. You're going to put this little, you know, 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch magnet on the back of it. I'm like, you'll be fine. You're going to thank me when you're driving 120. And she drives 120.
So, and I thank him.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway. All right.
What else? I was scarred initially. Oh, okay. So this one's a nice little cliffhanger for you guys. I am going to get my hair touched up from some new... Okay. So here's a background though. I'm sure a lot of you who get your hair colored know this. You don't trust anyone besides the one colorist who you have searched forever for, finally found them, and you're now like obsessed with them. They're your person. Yeah. That's how I feel. So I'm going to get my hair colored because we might be here for another couple months and homegirl's roots are really coming in hot. So I was recommended this person.
Auntie Shannon.
Auntie Shannon, angel. She recommended this girl. I'm still terrified though. I'm so scared right. She's going to mess it up. Yep. So.
Well, by the way, it went from the one girl, but then to another girl
exactly.
Because the Auntie Shannon's girl didn't have time. So, right. So it's really so Auntie Shannon adjacent.
Right. So I'm scared. Like, I am scared, and I've had my hair butchered many a times, as we all have. So, Maria recommended me ask my hair colorist for my colors. And I was like, what does that even mean? Well, lo and behold, I texted Katie. Shout out, Katie. Best
Katie,
girl.
Katie,
such a queen.
Queen.
If you're in LA and need someone, 901, call up Katie. She's the best. Anyways, I texted her and I told her the situation and she was like, oh my gosh, of course, sent me all my colors, like just said, show this to them and they'll know what it means. How incredible. Mm-hmm. So that made me feel a lot more confident. So
cliffhanger. We're going up Friday.
Yeah.
One of my brother Joe's coming into town. Right. So we're going to pick up Joe. We will
so,
do that.
So you guys will know if it works out well. For
we'll
me.
Know.
But please pray.
It's
no, I think
be
it'll
great.
Be good. I just feel a lot more confident now that I have those colors from her because, I mean, you describe it to them. I'm like, oh, it's a more cool blonde. And they're like, yeah, we got it. Mm-hmm. Do they really, though?
No.
So the fact that I have these makes me feel a whole hell of a lot better.
I just want to say.
Yes.
You know, I'm surprised. It doesn't seem like your personality to be, because you're so light.
Yeah.
But. Whether it's us putting up photos or whatever, I mean, that's when you really become
a psycho,
or that's where you like you lose your
totally.
Kelsey superpowers.
Totally.
But I say to you, you've got to be brave. You have to play through. You know, like pandemic. If there was ever a good thing out of pandemic, it's like you can get bad haircuts. We're not seeing anybody, honey.
These people see me every day.
Honey, and what did I say? We would wear hats. We would make you, we would
I know.
Funk it
you
up.
Guys would still love me.
Yeah, but also like there's workarounds.
I know.
Come on. You saw the stuff I've been doing in my hair because I have no one to go to,
you know?
And I'm like, whatever. Like this is the time. But anyway, good note.
It's going to be good.
We get we find out from a colorist. We get our formula.
Right.
Or we go to a new city or a new colorist.
Exactly.
Love it.
Thank
right.
you.
All right. I love it.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to give you one brief one. And then we'll go on a night of 100 queens.
Wow.
Night of 1,000 queens. Oh, wait, do you have another tip? Or no, I forgot.
I
no, that was your
I
two.
I have a million.
Yeah,
but
we want to save some.
Right.
This is, it's a fast one, guys. If you ever let's say you buy a TV and you buy the protection plan. And by the way, I only buy protection plans for things that are, say, over $150 and things you're going to use a lot.
Okay.
So if printer's getting used all the time, TV's getting used all the time, chances are, you might be able to, kick
cameras.
In. Cameras, right. You might be, that you may need that to kick in. Well, problem is, when you're going 120 miles an hour, where do you put the receipt and the info?
Mm.
And of course, take a picture. I say take a picture, email yourself on the phone. That's probably the best thing. And then your title in your email should say receipt for bedroom TV. But I also will take the receipt and the warranty, and I will place it in a Ziploc bag. And by the way, shout out to one of our fans who mentioned she likes the zip. It's not actually the Ziploc with the blue plastic sliding thing. It just has a perforation in the plastic.
Right.
So just so you know, I just use Ziploc because the name, because that's what's familiar. But the truth is, I don't use the Ziplocs either because sometimes the Ziploc things break off. So I use the same ones.
And quick shout out to one of our very eco-friendly, eco-conscious listeners who was like, hey, maybe we try something else. So this doesn't work for Kev's because Kev uses his Ziplocs and he reuses them as for things like this. But for
and
food,
we constantly need them.
Always. But for food and for stuff that you're putting in the freezer, look up Stasher bags. Mm. They are.
Oh, I love this.
They're incredible. They're reusable. You can put them in the dishwasher, the microwave, the freezer.
That's cool.
They're phenomenal. They're really I'm into thick. That. Anyways, sidebar, carry on.
So you do you put your receipt in the Ziploc and you tape it to the back of the TV. So right now one of our printers went. I bought it like 2 or 3 years ago and I go 120 miles. So I don't know when I bought it, if I got it. And I said, Kels, look at this. So I pulled it out to say, what's wrong with this thing? We pulled it out of a closet. And then on the side, there it was the receipt attached to the side.
I was pretty impressed.
Of the thing. I'm like, okay, and look at this. We had a warranty for 3 years, and it's only been 2.5. So guess what?
Boom. Queen.
Okay. Now, is it time for Night of a Thousand Queens? Oh, apparently it is. Ten. To all the queens who are fighting alone, maybe you're not dancing on your own. Oof. You know, I'm tired after the show, but I also like
get a lot of energy.
Even thinking of yes, cuz I'm a
queen. I'm sorry.
Thank
I'm
you.
So sorry.
Hello. All right, so Kelsey, can you take us, cuz you had a better memory on Night of a Thousand Queens than I did. Can you by the way, I hope we don't underwhelm people. We've hyped Night of a Thousand Queens.
Guys.
And I think to us, Night of a Thousand Queens became Night of a Thousand Queens because both of us have been in the house for a year.
Right.
So it was like just to go out.
Oh, my God.
Was like, yeah. Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Incredible. So let me take you guys through. So it starts off just your regular Saturday. You know, we wake up. We knew we had to take Maria to the airport.
Right.
And we're like, let's go to Boston. I said I would come. They were like, you don't have to come. I said,
oh God, that became a fiasco too.
Oh God, that was a whole thing. That's a whole other thing.
Well, no, but even the night before I said, Kels, you don't have to come. I will drive up. I will drop her off. Who knows? I'll do my thing up there. I go on one of my lonely guy adventures. I drive home. I listen to a podcast. I was like, I'm fine. And I said, because on the one hand, I'd love to see you just sleep. But then on the other hand, I want to see you get the hell out of this place. So I think it's better to get out of this place, but I'm fine either way.
Right. And I said, yes.
And so in the morning, Queenie goes, Kelsey needs to rest. She doesn't have to drive. She thinks she has to drive up there with you. And she said, you told her she had to go. And I'm like, I told her the night before.
And I'm sitting in the backseat like, hi, I can speak. Hello. Never said that. So anyways, I went with, was very happy to go with. So, but Kevin and I just thought maybe we'd get some lunch after, you know, whatever. Yeah. Spend a little bit of time in Boston, head back home. Well, let me tell you guys, it started with before the airport, we went to, is it both your and Maria's favorite place?
Yes.
So it's called Pizzeria Regina.
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard Maria talk about it. She loves it. Her picture's hanging on the wall in there.
We didn't even know that.
We didn't know that.
Two pictures, yeah.
Hilarious. So we have some pizza. We have some laughs. Have some fun.
Alyssa, Maria's best friend since eighth grade, comes.
Alyssa comes. We're like, okay, but this is regular, right? This is normal. So we do that, take Maria to the airport, and then Queenie doesn't really like getting in the airport and having to sit by herself for a long
time. Yeah, which I understand.
Which I get it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally get it. But so I'm driving, so I'm circling the airport, right? Going between different levels or different drop offs because the JetBlue drop off, we kept getting ushered out.
And again, I will say, when you're a regular guy, you want to get to the airport early and I'll be good.
Yes.
Go through the, I make it through security. I sit there, I wait. But because Maria's not a regular guy or gal, you know, I'm like, okay, Maria, you're beautiful and you're famous. So you're like, oh my God, I'm late. Ha ha. And like, but she likes to go like just her and her Meredith, like down to the minute.
It's scary.
And it's like if they even if like she 5 minutes, it's like, oh my God, oh my God, I could be doing this. I could be getting so much work done. I'm like, Maria, like, please.
Which is funny because the last time I was at the airport with her, we were actually close on time and she almost had a heart attack. So that's funny you say that.
Because with you, because I'm the opposite of you. I'm like,
Yeah.
And you're chill.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why she...
Good point.
Yeah,
good
she
point.
Has to be the yang to your yin.
That's true. So we take a few circles for about, honestly, a good hour. I'm like, I go to B, I go to A, I go to C. Finally drop her off. And then Kevin and I leave. And we get a text about 20 minutes later that her flight was delayed for 3 hours. And we were like... Oh, we're so sorry.
I'm like, please don't make me come back. Please don't make me come back. Please don't. And she didn't.
She didn't. She handled it. But then we call up Auntie Shannon and Auntie Lucinda.
Yeah. And I said, what are you guys? I said, what are you doing? She's like, we're at Home Goods.
Home Goods.
I'm like, all right, I'm coming. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah. I haven't seen them in like a year.
And I've never met them. So it was so much fun.
So we met to meet them at Home Goods.
Uh-huh. Meet them at Home Goods. And then we're like, can we go get a coffee? And then this segues into our Prius meeting, which we were telling you guys about earlier. Had a phenomenal Prius meeting. Had our Starbucks wearing our masks, of course. Took our headrests off so we could all see each other. Amazing. Mm-hmm. A lot of lessons. Everything stayed in the Prius.
Yep. Except what I talked about now.
Exactly. So
I violated the Prius.
But then after that, Kevin and I are like, well, shit, now what do we do?
I think she called... My niece, Brooke, right?
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So Auntie Lucinda called Brooke and was just talking, what, you're going to go to Kowloon for Chinese tonight with your friend? Oh, that's nice. I'm like, wait, what? So I texted Brooke. I'm like, Brooke.
Are we going to the Kowloon?
Yeah, we like Chinese. She's like, oh, my God. All right, let's meet.
So Brooke meets us at the Kowloon.
We did go into the TJ Maxx first.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because we wanted to be queens.
Right.
And get you some queen tops. And
it was bad.
Yeah, it was very underwhelming.
Very underwhelming. Yeah. So we aborted that mission quickly and hit up the Kowloon. So we get to the Kowloon. And let me just say, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Kelsey's never had East Coast Chinese.
No.
Really different than West Coast Chinese.
It was insane. So this huge, huge establishment. I mean, Kev, how many people do you think were in there?
Well, I don't know how many in there, but it holds 1,200.
Yeah. Wacky.
Ginormous.
Wacky.
It's on Route 1, which is historic in the Boston area. And everyone knows the Kowloon. And, you know, it's just, it was, I thank God I did a little dive on the history, like 1950.
Yeah.
But it was built in 50 and then they kept building on. That's why there's so many different rooms, you know, like, because they just kept adding on. But the bones, that's why you were like, this is like Casino. This is like Goodfellas. Yeah, because it's, you know, they made it in the 50s and that was pretty much it.
It was so
And then
cool.
probably updated in the 70s and that was
like, it. I felt like there were going to be some flamethrowers or something that came to mind. Do you guys remember the Mexican restaurants where they would always come like to pull pranks on you or like make jokes at like those old school old? Did you ever have that happen?
No, I would have them come up with the three-piece band to play.
No, we had this one Mexican restaurant that was so old school. They would come up with a ketchup bottle. And they had string inside of it, and they would pretend to spill the ketchup on you, and they would squirt it, and it would just be the string. Anyways, that's how I felt. That's what I thought was going to go down. Like, some fun, some antics. So.
But by the way, we were just so excited to be out with humans.
I felt like I haven't taken a breath. Like, I felt like I hadn't taken a breath in a year. It was absolutely insane.
And how amazing that... the drinks, like, we have to be civilians. No,
right.
I want the drink. We got the giant pineapple.
Yeah, I got a pineapple.
And I got
a coconut.
Coconut.
Mine was better.
Yours was good. Mine wasn't
so
that
we
good.
Shared.
Yeah, but it's still, I'm like, no, it's about the gram.
Oh, yeah, we took a gram pic.
It's about the gram. Like, we had to get the photo up.
We didn't post it, but we have it for you guys.
Then Brooke came in.
Right.
And showed
like
you
like a
all.
Total queen.
Such a queen.
She ordered like a queen.
Yes.
And she just got us a spread.
Yeah, she was like, so what do we like? No, we just want everything.
Yeah.
And
I think they put crack in the food. That's what I think.
Well, I said it could be the MSG because that's just, but yes, the...
I couldn't stop.
It was, and by the way, listen, I know a lot of Bostonians go, no, you should have went to blah, blah, blah. And you say, it's
stop
not
it right
about
now.
That.
It's about the experience.
The experience also, and then the West Coast Chinese is so bad that this was like amazing. So, then Bobby was either a manager or an owner.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I know you? And I said, I don't know. I said, I haven't been here.
Actually, he said, because I'm a queen.
Yes, because I'm a queen.
Right.
And then he said, no, I know you. Come on. He's like, just be honest with me. I said, no, you know my wife. Like, oh, my God. You know, yeah, of course. Yeah. and very sweet, sits us down. What are you doing out here? And we talked about what LA was like and here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so the waiter came up and said, no, Bobby took care of everything.
And you guys, we ordered so much food.
Oh, my God.
It was so sweet.
It was amazing.
And so nice.
So I said, I will totally bring Maria here next. Please bring her. I go, I will. And then Maria was like, I'm jealous.
She was jelly.
She's like, I want to eat there. So we will.
So then.
So Brooke, and so Brooke was, you know, gave us her a little bit of, she's 20, almost going to be 20, 22 mm-hmm. actually this month. Mm-hmm. And went over her art portfolio and all the cool things she's doing.
Oh,
she's
going to
be a designer, but then she's also
she showed us her
nails.
Amazing new pictures.
Yeah.
That she had taken earlier that she's so, it was so cool to see. Like, I've heard Kevin, you talk about her and you're like, she's so artistic. She's so like incredible and talented and gifted. And she was showing us all the pictures she had taken earlier that day, and she had like placed these like beads on her face, and I was like, "What? What? That sounds crazy." No, it was the coolest.
Yeah, she
like,
so good.
Oh, she looked awesome, so artistic. So, anyways, that was super fun.
So then we said goodbye to her.
Sadly,
mm-hmm. And then we started to make our way home, and we were like, "Wait, there's one place that's looks like it's open for." Actual just drinks.
Well, let me go. We got to step back a second because after we finished dinner, Kev and I were like, should we look at the Calhoun Bar?
Yes.
Should we see if there's any room in there?
No room.
And there was no room. So we're like, oh, wow. Okay. Bye, Brooke. Then Kev and I are like, what now? So.
And there it was.
There it was.
In all the orange splendor.
The only place open.
Hooters. Home of all the queens.
You guys, I've never been to a Hooters. And let me tell you, I actually was pleasantly surprised.
Well, again, because we're starving.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's true. Good point.
So
not actually starving, but like starving to get out.
You try to get out. Yeah. And so, you know, guys everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and who it was Angela, our waitress?
Amanda.
Amanda was our waitress.
She was amazing.
And, she said, do you want any drinks? And she's like, listen, honey, you have to order. If you want, just order two because it is last call. So I got two giant Budweisers.
Yeah.
And then you got your...
Just my little tequila
drink. Mm-hmm. And then, when she so slid the bill in, it took us forever to get the drinks.
Right. So she brought us the bill for the drinks.
She brought us the bill before the drinks.
Yes. She puts it down and goes, don't even look at it, you guys. Like, don't even look at it, sweetie. Don't even look at it, sweetie. And we were like, okay.
I was like, I loved it. No, I thought it was amazing. But if you ever see the South Park where they do a parody of Hooters, they call it Raisins.
So funny.
And they're all like that. Hey, sweetie. Hey kid.
Don't even look at it, sweetie.
And the dumb guys are like, okay. Like, you know, so, but took good care of us.
Yep.
So we had those drinks.
Yep.
And we said, okay. I said, it's okay. I know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's forget navigation, which is going to take us through Boston to go down to Connecticut. I'm like, let me go through my old neighborhoods because I can get us a cleaner way to the highway.
Right.
So I think we ended up in Medford.
We did.
And I said, oh, this is where Marie and I grew up. And I said, Kels, do you want to see my childhood home?
And I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, because just Kels is always all in because she's a...
queen.
So we putting down the street in the Prius, and I'm showing her, oh, this is the park where there was always gang fights, or there was, you know, they were all doing drugs and whatever. And it was fun to watch from my window to see all, like, I would be up all night watching mm-hmm. the entertainment. And we come upon my house, and we see a guy bringing groceries into the house. And I said, you know, Kels, it has been my 30-year dream to see that house again, to be inside it. So what's Kelsey do?
I said, oh, stop it. And I get out of the car, and I go up to the guy very kindly, and I say, hi. So you guys, also let me tell you what's going through my head. I kind of forgot it was a pandemic. So I'm all like, can he come in and see your house?
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. I said it in a very nice way. I was like, oh my gosh, he grew up here. Like, it's been his dream. He really wants to. Can he just even poke his head in? And the guy is looking at me like, are you on something crazy? Who are you? What is happening? But then he really loosened up.
Then we realized, though,
that it was a pandemic.
After we realized it was a pandemic, I saw the beard. I saw the wife. It was all coming together. Yeah. We live near Tufts. I'm like, I think they're woke.
Tufts is a university.
Tufts University. We're like a block away from mm-hmm. there. And I'm like, we're in the Prius. Woke friendly car.
Right. Woke as hell.
Right?
Yes.
Not rolling up in like the Porsche or you know what I mean?
No.
Like the big SUV, like
extremely woke.
We're in the little white Prius. Woke AF. So he was like, you know what? He goes, well, when did you live here? And he was really shocked. I go, 1978. He was like, oh. And I said, but that neighbor and that neighbor.
Right.
He goes, I named the neighbors who was still there. And I know.
He started name dropping.
Mm-hmm. And so they were like, oh. And he's like, well, if it wasn't for the pandemic, I go, no, we totally understand. But
they said, come back.
Yeah, well wishes.
Well wishes and come back after the pandemic. And I was like, oh, look at us. Progress.
And listen, I think for all of you, if Kelsey wasn't there with me and I did drive Maria, I normally go say a prayer at my old church. I go to my dad's grave and I go drive by that house. Sometimes I drive by we have another house in Winchester we moved to. But I always do the Medford route. And there's a place called La Cascia's Pizza, which we Italians call La Cascia's. And I get a nice little Sicilian slice or two. And it just always resets me to remember where I came from, to reflect.
Yeah.
I think about my dad. I think about growing up. And, you know, I don't know. It always just, I've done it annually. Every Christmas I do it. It's my thing. I recommend it to everybody to kind of go back. And I've talked to other super successful people. And, you know, some people aren't sentimental about that stuff. And it always makes me a little sad inside because I'm like, wait, what? And then, but I have talked to other super successful people. Go, no, I do the same thing.
I think it's so cool.
You know, so.
And I felt really cool.
Well, like, you're
getting
just amazing,
to see it.
Kelsey. Because I can tell you, like, most narcissists are like, yeah, what? That's not, what's that have to do with me?
I'm a different kind of narcissist.
I know you're not a narcissist. Kidding. You are a
queen.
Although we're going to give you the real definition of queen.
Oh,
might
wow.
be a little startling, but. Night of a Thousand Queens continues.
Oh, yeah, you guys. It doesn't stop there.
Okay.
So we continue the drive home after that lovely little breakthrough we feel like we've had. We're like, wow, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving home and we drive by this little Irish bar. And I'm like, Kev, it's popping in there. Those are the brakes on the car.
On the Prius.
Literally pulls over, stops. He's like, all right, let's do it. I'm so used to, I told you guys this story. Growing up, my dad used to heckle us. He would be like, hey, who wants Starbucks or who wants Jamba Juice? And my sister and I would say, we do. And he would say, too bad, and keep driving by.
Sadist, I love it.
So when Kevin pulled over, I was like, is this real? Are we doing this?
I'm past life dad.
That's right. He
Different
is.
Dad.
So we went in. I had a Guinness. Kev got a nice little light. I forget what it was, but a lovely little brew. And we had the best time chatting with our Irish waiter.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a waiter. Uh-huh,
like,
uh-huh.
And, you know, when you go to the Irish bars in Boston, it's probably the same as New York, too, in Philly, you get a lot, oftentimes of people right off the boat, like real, like true Irish, not Irish, American Irish.
He was very Irish. And, it was cool, though. I told Kev, I was like, okay, this makes me, like, I like Boston. Like, it felt like London to me, and I love London.
Most
I was
women...
Like
Boston.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because the men are, listen, there's a term called masshole for a reason. It's okay. Mm-hmm. We have plenty of those too. But ultimately, a lot of the men there are like, I want to work hard.
Yeah.
Have a wife, have kids, and have a nice life. So they're fighting for that.
Yeah.
And they see you and it's like, oh my God, this, you're like a gift from heaven. L.A. is, it's all hooray for me and F you, and I'm gonna, it's all about me and just making it and getting tons of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
vag or the other thing, you know,
right?
You know, penis, and getting plenty of it, and just have it because it's just all about, you know, it's just all about me, fun, yeah. fun, yeah. and you know.
So the Irish bar.
So the reason why, you know, when I have so many friends that like great. Great women in LA, and I'm like, oh, you listen, you can find somebody there, but
it's really
when you go
hard.
To these other cities, you see appreciation,
totally,
you know, for family life and, yeah. and for settling down with someone and having a partner. So that's why I'm like Kelsey, like, oh yeah, if you forget it,
you could tell in that bar too. It's just chill. Like you go,
very chill.
You go after work just for a quick drink. You don't have to do the whole get ready, do like, and that's what I don't love about LA. I like getting ready, but it's still the whole college sort of like pregame, and it's gonna be a whole event.
It's
no,
an event.
Can't we just go like
no,
have
exactly.
a drink in our like cute little ball cap,
and that was it.
Yeah. So
then it was the ride home, and I missed an exit, so it became a long ride home.
Oh yeah.
And we listened to some bad podcasts. I was actually letting her listen to some Friday podcasts.
Yeah.
For RGF.
Right.
To see, you know, compare and contrast. And like, these are the people who do their Friday podcasts and to end the weekend. You weren't impressed.
I actually was not at all.
We're not impressed.
So.
So on to definitions of a queen to take us out really fast.
Wow. Here we go. So that, but let me say.
Oh, you want to wrap up Night of a Thousand
yeah,
Queens?
Yeah, I just want to say, what a fabulous day we had.
1,000 queens later.
1,000 queens later. I
so many queens.
Felt revived, even though the next day Kevin and I were both so tired. Yeah. But we needed it. Like, I had not been out of the house. Both of us had not been out of the house. And everyone who's listening
now,
to this, it's been a year.
The question is, Friday, Auntie Shannon's doing. We're doing the hair. Then yeah. Auntie Shannon said, "Come by and we'll do the nails because that's what Auntie Shannon does. Polish Boston.
I know
is her business.
Getting
and,
glammed up for my
and then
big old 2.7. You guys,
Uncle Joe's coming in to town. So you never know if there could be Night of a Thousand Queens
too.
Whoa, you don't know with me.
I know. I think there will be. I think there might be.
Could Night of a Thousand Queens potentially? Going to Potluck Saturday.
Wow.
Could go into Potluck Saturday.
Yeah.
By the way, we are working on our
we
first
are.
Guest for Potluck Saturday,
yep.
you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doozies.
I love them.
Yeah, I do too. I know.
Really
I do too. No judgment.
I know.
Gabby Bernstein.
No, yep.
Talks,
judgment free.
Judge right. Talks. What is her talk? Judgment detox.
Detox.
I told Marie last night she asked about people coming over to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, Maria, lovely to see them. And I'm sorry, because of your show and Gabby Bernstein, I am on the judgment detox.
That's right.
So I'll say no more.
Nothing. If you can't say anything nice, don't say it at
all.
I
will say no more, but oh, that's a whole episode because I,
yeah,
my brain needs to be judgment detox. That's the mass hole in me. Ugh, I hate it.
Such a mass hole.
Yes. And I hate it about myself and I keep it, but I think... Yeah, it's
well,
a 50-year habit.
Well, you can't
hate
that about yourself because that's now mental violence. So that's a whole new episode.
Yeah.
Ladies need help with gifts for your guy? I recently discovered a subscription box company called Bespoke Post that solves all of your mail gifting problems. Now, Bespoke Post is a themed subscription box service that provides new options every month. It's a fun mix of items that they call their Box of Awesome collections. To sign up and get a recommendation for your boxes, take an online quiz at boxofawesome.com. I just took it for Kevin. I can't wait for it to be delivered. You'll get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BETTER at checkout.
Can we just get to what's important, which is the definition
yes, please.
Of a queen?
Yeah, this one.
And do you mind bringing in the music?
100%.
You know, just so we'll, yeah. we'll take, we're going to go out on this. Okay. There we go.
Champagne and razor toast.
By the way, you know, Kelsey's amongst her talents is actually a trained singer.
Okay. Well. I sang
and
in
your
high
sister
school.
Is like...
Yeah, my sister's a whole nother level. She's actually trained.
Yeah.
I was good in high school.
You're a good singer.
I used to tell her that I was better than her in high school. Now she's really surpassed me.
Yeah. Opera singer, too. That's a whole other scam.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have her on to sing a song.
I'm waiting for her to create the RGF theme.
Me, too.
The operatic version, maybe.
Fun.
Okay. By the way, listen, you guys. We so appreciate... I want to say this. We've gotten a lot of love.
I know.
From the fans. I was like, we would either get nothing or we would be trolled to Maria. And like, she will she will cut this so fast. I mean, she's very so protective fast. Of this show because she works so hard at it, and it means so much to her. But I will say thank you so much for all of the comments on At Better Together with Maria on Instagram and all the comments on iTunes that we've received. And
we see you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we should probably start reading some of the ones. But
100%.
If you haven't, please go to iTunes and leave us a comment and you know, leave a comment on At Better Together with Maria. And if you're not following or subscribe, please do so as well. But, yeah, those comments really, really help, guys. And you've hit Marie and let her know, too, because it does a lot for us. What's this face?
I'm reading a new comment or a new review.
Uh-oh.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Wow. We're cutting the definition of queen.
Sorry.
Cut the music. No, go ahead. Cut the music.
really
I'll
fast.
I'll do anything for a compliment.
I like the different literal and figurative voices brought to the podcast with Maria, Kelsey, Kevin, and Jeff. Bye, Jeff. We miss you. The Regular Guy Friday edition. Love it. Such a different tone with just Kevin and Kelsey. I even love the Dunkin' ads where you describe your coffee and food. Thank you, best CRM. We love you. So wow, sweet. You guys are awesome.
Such a queen. Okay.
All right.
Let's get that music back, Kelsey.
Okay, here we go.
And any subjects you guys want us to cover? Any questions you want to send us? Q&A. This is the show that we can do it. Maria's show, it's so rich with the questions, with the guests she has, but we have a little more time here, so we're happy to answer any questions that you have. Okay, now, to be a true queen, and listen, Kweeen, and you're not going to like this, Kelsey.
I know. I didn't like it when you told me the
other day. Okay, but it's true. To be a true queen, by today's definition, the people outside of us who go, hey, queen, yes, queen. Yeah. Okay, for the most part, the majority who call themselves and others queens.
Right.
We're more queen adjacent,
right.
But I want to be a queen so bad because I love...
the culture.
Love the culture so much. Okay, rule number one to be a queen.
Uh-huh.
And this can be hard for the Better Together audience. So that's why you have to aspire to be a queen. And it starts by just calling yourself a queen and calling everyone in your life
everyone.
A queen. Hey, queen.
Hey, queen.
I can't tell
you. With that tone, too.
Hey, queen. Do it.
Hey, queen.
I can't tell you how many times.
Do it.
I've had the looks on Zoom from people that are either horrified or they'll spit their drink or food out.
You guys, he says it at the Dunkin' drive-thru. He's like, thanks, queen.
Yeah.
They always laugh, though. Okay, Kevin.
I don't know why they're laughing.
I know. That's rude.
All right. Number one, I won't call you out on your shit if you don't call me out on mine.
Did you write this?
No, I saw this on... I Googled it.
Okay.
So, when you see a lot of the queens out there, it's, oh my God, you're a queen.
Right.
And what do you say back to me?
You're a queen.
That's it.
No, you're a queen.
That's it. No, yeah. You don't call me on my shit. All the horrible things that I do, you don't mention it. And guess what?
You're not going to call me on mine.
No, nothing. I won't call
so
you on
nice
any
of
the unethical, crappy, narcissistic things you do because you are a...
queen.
And...
you're a queen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, number two. You give, as a queen, you must give 100% of support, love, and help to others. Always at zero expense to yourself. And maybe even at the expense of others. So, listen.
I'm crying.
Yes, yeah, so when someone puts up a ridiculous Instagram... and, you know, of whatever they're doing, you write and go, oh, my God, such a queen.
Oh, no, we need to play the song
you are
over.
So killing it, slaying.
Right.
And by the way, there's vernacular within queen slaying is...
one of them.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Totally slaying.
Yeah.
So blessed. There's a bunch of those things. It's probably next week.
So blessed.
But, yeah, you've got to do that. And, you know, queens, like I said, queens go to bat for other people. As long as it doesn't cost them anything.
For sure.
And even if usually a good queen will make someone else pay the price, but they get the credit because they totally have your back.
Right.
Like we were talking about, what would the queen reaction be to say if Maria, you know, something's wrong with Maria.
We would say, oh my God, Maria. Well, we would love to help God, you, but
first they start out, oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I totally understand.
Oh my God. And whatever I can do.
Right. Like, you're my bestie. I'm here for you. But also,
ride or die.
But I'm also going through a lot of stuff too. Like, I totally get it. So I totally empathize with you.
Yes, seriously. And whatever I can do. And you say all the things, but then you don't do anything.
Right. And then also you say, I'm actually so busy, though, like working on myself.
All right. So that's right. So here we go. So it's like, oh, well, God, like, you know, it would really help me right now, because if there's no one who's going to sit with my dogs and my cats while I'm at the hospital, can you come by?
I'm so busy, but I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, I don't even think they say sorry.
Do they not?
Oh, my God, I would love to. I'm just so.
Oh, you're right. Okay. No, sorry.
So busy. And by the way, I've heard this one too. Roxy experienced this. My therapist said, Roxy, who was suicidal at this point, and we were all watching her. We did shifts. One person was like, my therapist said I need to spend more time with myself right now. And so it's like, but again,
Queen.
Yeah. Okay. And then number three, you are a queen just for showing up. You don't have to work. You don't have to put in any effort. You just have to be born to be a what?
To be born a queen.
To be a queen. You don't have to work hard.
Oh, my God.
You don't
God.
Have to put any... Nothing.
This is the worst.
You are automatically a queen. And that is the definition, the three things that takes to be a true queen. Now, we are aspiring... Because, by the way, wouldn't life be awesome if you could just do these three things?
Yes.
So... We're not queens officially. You people aren't queens. But if we're going to get there, then we have to say we're all what?
Queens.
Yeah, you guys are total queens. And
stop saying sorry, apparently.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you said something yesterday that was interesting. You didn't mean it. You were saying, I love how this one person is unapologetic.
Oh, right. Unapologetically themselves.
Yes. And I said, this person is the positive version of that. Right. It was actually Anne Lamott.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, but I feel like she wasn't unapologetic. She was apologetically herself, meaning this is what I am.
Yes.
And I'm trying.
Versus the queen.
And that takes you back even to what we said earlier. And I wanted to mention that whether it's anxiety or, you know, Stephen, he's upset about his stocks. If you have these things that are resonating and really hurting you.
Yeah.
And you don't have a silver bullet or a pill to cure it, you may just always know that it's going to be a problem and it's always going to be something in progress. So you don't have to, like, you know, Stephen may never get over that, but now that he's aware of it, he might be able to manage it better.
Right.
But that's another problem, is that the people who are unapologetic in general are the ones who are queens. Ignorant. You know, do I have to start naming the politicians or some of the influencers or people that are out there? Like, they're horrible people and they're unapologetic about it. Like, no, actually, I think we could stand a couple of apologies.
Yeah, I think you should apologize.
You know what? You know, anyway, those are the things to be a queen. And listen, and again, because we want to be queens, you're all queens, and we're what?
Queens.
So, hey, queen.
Hey, queen.
All right. Well,
bye, queen.
Kels, I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. We will update you on Kelsey's hair.
Right.
On
part two of Night of a Thousand Queens.
Yes. And who knows? It might be a potluck Saturday. You just never know with us.
That's right.
But we'll be back on Monday and with this show. And do we have a guest or no for Monday?
We might have Gabby on with us talking.
Gabby Bernstein. Oh, that's going to be a heavy one.
Yeah.
God. Okay. That's where, we're no queen talk.
No queen talk.
No. You guys.
Leave the queen talk here.
Remember what life's all about. Why we're here. We're here to help each other. We're here to learn and have a few laughs. Regular guys and regular gals.
We out. Love you guys.